It's coming along. Y'all have to excuse my smile. I've just got some stuff going on in my head. It's getting better every day. My expectations, like I told y'all before, I'm going to just do all I can. I was able to do some stuff in the indoor today while they was out there practicing. So I'm just building on it. It's progress. And, you know, when the time right, I'm going to be out there quick as I can. Look, don't nobody else want me to play more than I do. So, you know, organization, Giants fans, everybody can rest assured I'm doing what I can do.
What are you able to do, and when do you think you'll be able to participate?
We started a little bit of running today. A little light jog, putting some more pressure, building the strength around the quad, VMO, adductors, all the areas. So it's day to day, man. When I expect to be out there, when you see me out in practice, that's when I expected it. I can't give you a time because I'll be lying. So I can't hear you. It's kind of loud.
The stuff that you've done on the field, no pain, no problems doing that stuff?
Nah, I'm not pushing beyond my limits right now, so I'm staying with inside the pain and pressure of it, so I'm not having any setbacks.
I don't know
now, all these mics sitting right here, but ain't nobody asking that. Everybody waiting for somebody else to ask something. How does work? Can I even ask y'all questions?
I'm kind of at the back of the pack here, because I couldn't hear everything you were saying a minute ago. How far away do you think you are?
How far away? It's hard to give a day, you know what I mean? I'm on track of, you know, what the doctor said, where I would be at right now. I'm building the strength. I'm going to wake up one day and it's going to be fine. So that's what I'm waiting on.
Tom didn't seem overly optimistic. I think he graded you as day to day. Before you left for the bye, you seemed like you were targeting the Colts. Is that still a hope?
Before the bye, I was targeting Dallas. So that's me. I want to play. But we'll see. I'm doing everything I can, man. I can't. I don't want to promise that I'm going to be out when I'm not out there yet. But when I'm out there, I'll be ready to go, and I'll be flying around.
Obviously, you want to be out there no matter what, but the way that the run game has struggled in your absence, does that make you want to go back, you know, that much more?
I want to get back, man, because I love this game. Something I want to do since I was a little squirt. And the fact of competing and battling with your guys in the locker room, that, you know, we share a lot of tears in this locker room, share a lot of laughters in this locker room together. So you want to be out there fighting, and, you know, seeing plays that you could possibly make, or seeing some encouragement you possibly could give, or some pointers, and you're doing it from your couch, it's frustrating. So I feel right now something is stripped from me. But I think everything in my entire life is being stripped from me to refocus. So when I come back, I'll be rolling.
The standings make it harder to be patient.
Say it again.
The standings make it harder for you to be patient.
Standings, like,
well, I mean, you look at Philly, where 5-2, Dallas 6-1, you guys 3-4. Does that make it harder for you to do the right thing and be patient with you?
Patience is I kind of was told patience is an action word. It doesn't mean that you're sitting waiting, like being still. You're doing everything you possibly can. I can't control other teams. I can't control other teams' records, how they prepare. The only thing I could do is make sure I'm preparing as best as I can, and make sure, and, you know, I'm making sure the running back is ready to rock, being an emotional encouragement to the team. And when I get back, like I said, I'll be rolling.